Dr. Shah, for those healthcare organizations ready to prioritize well-being, how do they get started?
I think there are a lot of ways to go about this. And I'll even say in healthcare, there are even several validated tools to try and measure burnout and even get at, okay, where do you start? And some of them are great. Like, I'm going to name drop one here called the Mini Z. It literally helps you figure out, okay, am I going to work on inefficiencies with the electronic medical records first? Or am I going to work on something with leadership and the relationship between the doc and her leader or what have you? But I want to make it super simple, okay? Let's make it simple.
Okay, I like that.
Ask a question. What is not working well? And what would you do to fix it? Ask those two questions. If you ask enough people, it's already going to give you the prioritization of what to work on first. And then not only that, and here's where we are at risk with the survey of causing burnout. If you don't actually have that feedback loop to tell those that you surveyed what is being done or why something can't be done, because sometimes you can't fix everything. If you make sure that you don't fall into that trap and you actually do give feedback to whoever you surveyed saying, here's what we're doing, green light, here's what's in process, yellow light, and here's what we can't do and why, red light, that's where you start. And you'll notice over time, you'll start having a running list under the greens that gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you're going to start having a diminishing list under the yellows and reds. And even that feedback, seeing that on a poster board, showing that is in and of itself a treatment to burnout. Because what did you do? Not only did you make things more efficient for me because you tackled some pain points, or maybe you helped me deliver better quality care, but you actually took my input because I'm literally seeing it. So why didn't we just start that simple? Now, in a more rigorous manner, what would I do? I would want to designate a senior-ish person, whether I call them the chief wellness officer or not. They would be responsible for this because if you have a point person, you can move this a lot faster. They also would help what I suspect is going on in every single organization and every industry. They would help the fact that we are doing great works, but we're in silos. And at VA, that's what I found. What I found was someone was calling it, employee engagement, and they were working on strengthening the frontline worker leader relationship. And then someone else was calling it patient experience, and they were giving managerial and coaching skills so that we improve patient experience, but really that was very much tied to employee experience. And then there's the entire IT department that's trying to find efficiencies for their nurses and doctors, right? In an ideal world, acknowledge that there's a lot of good works being done in silos, and now it's time to try and be able to align all of that together. And may I just say one thing on this? Not only are we having this problem of people are actually working on this, although they may be calling it different things, we also ran into this problem of burnout because people think in silos. So I'm going to give you an example. Again, one of my favorite places that I worked in is Veterans Affairs. One of the things they do well is they actually do preventative care well. So something came out and, all of the powers that be said, hey, we need to screen people for colon cancer. We need to do colonoscopies, right? Mm-hmm. Now, other health systems or other doctors said, yeah, we need to do that. But VA takes a very different approach. They actually implement very quickly. And so what they said is, okay, well, we need to actually push this down to the doctors or nurses that actually touch patients that need colonoscopies at that certain age. And then we need a system to monitor how often they're signing them up for a colonoscopy and then that veteran's actually getting a colonoscopy. This all sounds really good, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, great.
Yeah. Now, the problem is, if you're not careful, you're actually going to induce burnout by doing something that's a no-brainer that's good for all. So in a scenario like this, we could actually cause burnout because what if you task the doctor with checking off the box that I ordered a colonoscopy and checking off a box that I found the colonoscopy result and checking off, and I can make many, many more boxes. So it might seem like, oh, it's not a big deal, but every single quality improvement program is thinking, oh, we just got to get this one more thing. And they tend to put it on the person that's the most accountable, which in a medical team is generally the doctor. And this is why we get to doctors spending 2/3 of their time on paperwork and only 1/3 of their time on direct patient care. I mean, do you require an MD to check a box off? I don't think so. I mean, I'd like to say no. I mean, I'm the one that, you know, that went through medical school training. I didn't think I needed to do all that to get the checkbox. But we falsely get into this narrative where everything's well-intentioned, but we're talking about death by a thousand cuts, right? So now I have this one thing and it's colonoscopy. Then the next day someone comes down and says, oh, we should do this cool screening for diabetes. And because it doesn't leverage the team and really think about what everyone has already got on their plate, we actually bring everyone down to a level below their license and we cause burnout. So I need to throw that out too. The siloing works in both ways where we're siloed, which prevents us from fixing burnout, and we're siloed, which actually causes burnout.